American State Trials, 1918, Volume X. Leo Frank. Document page 473. Here is the translated text as follows: William Wems and seven others. How can we regard with contempt a body of men stationed, most certainly, by the consent of her supreme legislature, the Parliament of Britain? What could be more disrespectful to our common sovereign than to assume the sword of justice and become the avengers of either public or private wrongs? Though the soldiers who appeared in the earlier part of the evening in Cornhill acted like barbarians and savages, they had now retired and were confined in their barracks. What though an impertinent boy had received unjustifiable correction from the sentinel? The boy and the persons in Cornhill must have recourse only to the law for their redress. Courts of law are styled vindices injuriarum, the avengers of injuries, and none others are to assume this prerogative. The law erects itself as the supreme dernier resort in all complaints of wrong, and nothing could more essentially sap our most important interests than any countenance to such dangerous encroachments on the domains of municipal justice. But finally, to finish with the justly celebrated farmer, hot, rash, disorderly proceedings injure the reputation of a people, as to wisdom, valor, and virtue, without procuring the least benefit. Thus, you have the sense of this, with us, great authority. And let me ask all those who have thought the cause of this country connected with the agents of the Assembly in King Street, whether the proceedings of that unhappy night were hot, rash, or disorderly? If they were, have they not, in the opinion of this great friend of liberty, injured our reputation as to wisdom, valor, and virtue, and that too, without procuring the least benefit? Who then would sacrifice his judgment and his integrity to vindicate such proceedings? To what purposes the soldiers were sent, whether it was a step warranted by sound policy or not, we shall not inquire. We are to consider the troops not as the instruments for wresting our rights, but as fellow citizens who, being to be tried by a law extending to every individual, claim a part in its benefits, its privileges, its mercy. We must steel ourselves against passions which contaminate the fountain of justice.